فمناك صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أكمل الله به الدين وأتم به النعمة على المؤمنين. وقال الله عز وجل: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ترجم.
الشيخ بارك الله فيك. He began brothers by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by sending his salutations upon our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And he said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam to the jinn as well as to the mankind. And he was sent to these two creations as a light bearer, one who was calling to the way of Allah and guidance and clarity and knowledge. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the risala or the message of his Lord, and he left them on the guidance and the clear evidence. He explained to them all of those issues that will bring them benefit and warn them from all of those things that will harm them and bring upon them their ultimate destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, verily Allah has honored and he has blessed the believers in that he has sent to them a messenger from amongst themselves. He rehearses and reads to them the ayat, and he purifies them with the tazkiyah, and he is reading the book and he has given them the hikmah. Even though before all of this they were in the dalal mubin, they were clearly in a manifest error and they were clearly astray. So may the peace and blessings and salutations forever be upon him sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Tafadhal ya shaykh.
Amma ba'd, fa innahu yasurruni fi hadhihi al-layla laylat al-khamis wal-ashrin min shahri sha'ban aam 18 wa 400 wa 1000 min al-hijra al-nabawiyya an atahaddatha ila ikhwanina في بريطانيا حديثا أرجو الله تبارك وتعالى أن تعدل وأن يهدي به عباده إنه على كل شيء قدير.
The Sheikh went on to say after that, brother, it pleases him to come today on this night, which is the 25th night of the blessed month of Sha'ban in the year 1,418 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It pleases him to talk to his brothers here in Britain, and he asks and he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the speech that he's about to present here today beneficial to the people who hear it, and as a guidance to the people who hear it. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over everything capable. Tafadhal ya shaykhana.
أتحدث إليهم من قنيزة في القصيم في المملكة العربية السعودية. أتحدث إليهم في ناحيتين: الأولى بيان محاسن الإسلام،
the Sheikh went on to say that he is speaking from a place in the Saudi Arabian, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, a place called Urneiza that is in the place called Qasim, and he's going to talk to us tonight, and he's going to talk about two points. The first point that he's going to talk about is what he termed Bayan Mahasin al-Islam, or he's going to explain the beauty of al-Islam. تفضل يا شيخ.
الدين الإسلامي آخر الأديان، الدين الإسلامي أكمل الأديان، الدين الإسلامي مبني على توحيد الله، الدين الإسلامي مبني على التحرر من عبادة غير الله، الدين الإسلامي يأمر بكل خير. الدين الإسلامي ينهى عن كل شر. الدين الإسلامي يأمر بالصدق ويأمر بالنصح ويأمر بالوفاء ويأمر بالبر ويأمر بالعدل ويأمر بالإحسان. نعم.
Open his door. The Sheikh went on to say, brothers, that in explaining the beauty of al-Islam and the good qualities and points of al-Islam, he wanted to say that the religion of al-Islam is the last religion, and the religion of al-Islam is the most beautiful of religions. It is the religion that is built upon calling to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a religion that is built upon destroying all forms of worship that are given to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The religion of al-Islam is a religion that orders with that which is good, and it prohibits and makes not permissible that which is evil. It is a religion that orders with the sidq or truthfulness. A religion that orders people to give good consultation amongst themselves and good advice. A religion that orders the people to take care of their oaths and their contracts. A religion that orders with al-birr or righteousness. And it orders with al-adl, or it orders with justice and al-ihsan. Tafadhal ya Shaykh.
الإسلام يأمر ببر الوالدين الأب والأم، ويأمر بصلة الأرحام الأقارب، وينهى عن الظلم والجور والكذب والخيانة والغش وكل خلق جميل. نعم.
The Sheikh went out to say that our religion, the religion of al-Islam, orders people to take care of the rights of the parent, the rights of the mother, and the rights of the father. And it orders the people who adhere to this religion to take care of their relations and their relatives. It prohibits and it makes not permissible oppression and lying and stealing and cheating. It has prohibited every type of character that is not good. تفضل يا شيخ.
ولذلك كان الدين الإسلامي أكمل الأديان وأفضلها. قال الله تعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
And because of all of this, the religion of al-Islam is the most complete religion. And for that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, today I have completed for you your religion, and I have completed upon you my favor, and I have chosen al-Islam as a religion for you. Tafadhal ya Shaykh.
Arkan al-Islam al-khamsa. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج بيت الله الحرام.
The Sheikh went on to say that the principles of al-Islam are five principles. The first one being the Shahada, to bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and along with that, to bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and the messenger of Allah, and to establish the Salah, and to also give the Zakat, and to fast in the month of Ramadan, and also to make the pilgrimage to the house for those who are capable of doing so. Fadda.
Naam. Shahadat an la ilaha illallah ta'ni annahu la ma'buda haqqan illallah azza wa jal. An ma'buda haqqan wa Allah. وكل ما يعبد من دون الله فعبادته باطلة. كل البشر لا يستحقون أن يعبدوا. كل الملائكة لا يستحقون أن يعبدوا. لا يعبد إلا الله عز وجل وحده. نعم.
The Sheikh went on to say, brothers and sisters, so now if we want to explain to you
the meaning of this shahada, the shahada which is la ilaha illallah, the meaning of that is that there is no God worthy of worship in truth except Allah the Most High. He alone deserves to be worshipped. And every single thing that is worshipped along or instead of Allah, this ibadah or this worship is batil, or it is null and void and it is falsehood. So every single human being who is worshipped along with Allah, this is not acceptable. Every single angel that is worshipped along with Allah, this is not acceptable. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Tafadhal ya shaykhana.
تعالى قال محمد رسول الله تعني أن محمد بن عبد الله الهاشمي القرشي هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم إلى جميع الخلق عربهم وعجمهم.
As for the statement that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, that is to understand that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, who was Hashimi and who was Qurayshi, it is to understand that he is the messenger of Allah to all of the creation, whether they are Arab or non-Arab. Tafaddal ya Shaykh.
كل من بلغته دعوة الرسول صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وفهمها ولم يؤمن بما جاء به فإنه يكون من أصحاب النار.
The Shaykh went on to say, every single one in the creation who the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reached him, and after that message has reached him, he understood that message, then he does not believe in that message. Everyone who this is his characteristic, the message reaches him and he understands it and he disbelieves in it, he is from the people of the hellfire. Tafadhal ya Shaykh.
Anna yaqamu as-salah معناه أن يأتي بالصلاة تامة بشروطها وأركانها وواجباتها. والصلوات خمس: الفجر والظهر والعصر والمغرب والعشاء، وأوقاتها معلومة عند المسلمين.
The Shaykh went on to say, as for the second pillar of Al-Islam, which is, as we mentioned, to establish the Salah, he said the meaning of that is that we establish the Salah perfectly and correctly, and we establish it with its conditions, and we establish the Salah with its pillars, and we establish the Salah with the wajibat, or those things that are obligatory. And the five Salats which are obligatory upon the Muslim is that he prays the Fajr, and that he prays the Zuhr, and the Asr, and the Maghrib, and the Isha prayer, and he prays those salat with the Muslimin. Tafadhal ya Shaykh.
أما إيتاء الزكاة فمعناه أن الذي أغناه الله يبذل من ماله شيئا بجهات بينها الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز، فقال: إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم. وهي جزء يسير لا يضر الغني ولكنه ينفع الفقير.
The Shaykh went on to say, as for the meaning of the zakat, it is that the one who Allah has enriched him with resources and he's given him money, then it becomes obligatory upon him to take a portion of those monies and to spend it in Allah's cause. And Allah has explained in His book who are the people who should receive this zakat, who are the people that these monies should go to, when He said, verily the sadaqat, or the monies that are received for the zakat, they should be given to the fuqara, to those people who are poor, and to the masakeen. And they should be given to the people who go around and they collect this zakat. And it should be given to the people whose hearts are inclined to al-Islam. And it should be given to the people to buy their freedom from slavery. And it should be given to the people who are cut off from the way, or what is termed as the Ibn al-Sabir. these are the people, he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he orders the rich person, he takes what is yaseer from the money of the ghani, and he gives it to the faqir, or the poor person, and it means a lot to him. Tafaddal ya shaykhana.
Amma sawm Ramadan, fahuwa sawm al-shahr alladhi bayna Sha'ban wa Shawwal. هذا الشهر العظيم الذي ميده الله تعالى بخصائص عن بقية الشهور.
As for the meaning of fasting in the month of Ramadan, Ramadan is the month that comes between the month of Sha'ban and the month of Shawwal, and this is the month that is azim. It is a great month, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this month some khasa'is or special characteristics that he has not given to the other month. Tafaddal ya shaykh.
من خصائص هذا الشهر الكريم أن الله تعالى فرض على عباده صيامه. فقال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. إلى قوله: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر.
The Sheikh went on to say, from the khasa'is or the special characteristics of this month is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory upon his servants to fast in this month. It is obligatory upon the servants to fast in this month. As Allah said in the Quran, it has been written and prescribed, O you who believe, it has been written and prescribed upon you the fasting of this month, as it was written and prescribed upon the people before you, in the hopes that you will learn the taqwa. And then he went on to say, from that ayah to the next ayah, in which Allah said, the month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed in it. And whoever is stationary in his home, he should fast. And whoever is sick or he is traveling, then he should make up those days that he missed in time in the future. Tafaddal ya shaykh.
ومن خصائص هذا الشهر الكريم أن الله أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان كما قال الله تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
He went on to say, also brothers and sisters, from the khasa'is characteristics of the month of Ramadan is that it's the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to reveal the Quran as a guidance and explanation of the guidance and the Furqan to the people. As Allah said in the Quran, شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance to the people and as an explanation of the guidance. Tafaddal ya shaykh.
ومن خصائصه أن من صامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قامه إيمانا واحتسابا غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه.
The Shaykh went on to say, from the khasa'is of this month, this blessed month of Ramadan, is that whoever stands up in this month with Iman and looking for the reward from Allah, Allah will forgive him because of that standing what proceeded from his sin. Tafaddal ya shaykh.
ومن خصائص هذا الشهر شهر رمضان أن فيه ليلة القدر التي قال الله عنها إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
From the khasa'is of the month of Ramadan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed therein the Laylatul Qadr, or the night of power. As Allah said in the Quran, verily we revealed it in the night of power. And what would explain to you and make you come to know what the night of power is? The night of power is better than 1,000 months. In it, the angels come down and the spirit come down by Allah's permission. This will be the case until the Fajr time, or the sun comes up for Fajr. Tafaddal ya shaykhana.
وقال الله تعالى فيها أي في ليلة القدر إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم.
The Shaykh went on to say also concerning Laylatul Qadr is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the Quran, verily we sent down this Quran in the night which is Mubarakah, and in it to warn the people and to explain every affair, every wise affair. تفضل يا شيخ نواصل.
لذلك ينبغي للمؤمن الحازم أن يغتنم هذا الشهر المبارك الأعمال الصالحة من صلاة وقرآن وذكر وصدقة وإحسان وغير ذلك مما يقرب إلى الله تعالى.
The Shaykh said, brothers and sisters, for this reason, all of the khasa'id that Allah mentioned and all of the things that He mentioned about later, about the month of Ramadan, He said, for this reason, it is befitting and it is imperative that the true mu'min, he takes advantage of this month. How does he take advantage of this month? He takes advantage of this month by doing the righteous deeds, by making the salah, by reading the Quran, by increasing his zikr, by increasing the being truthful or giving the sadaqah, and also by making the ihsan in order to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadhi ya Shaykh.
وأن يتجنب فيه كل معصية لله عز وجل، فلا يكذب ولا يخدع ولا ينظر نظرا محرما، وليكن يوم صومه مخالفا ليوم الفطر من السمت الحسن والتخلق بالأخلاق الفاضلة.
And then the Shaykh said, so therefore, Ikhwan, the people who are fasting on this day, just as he should try to get close to Allah, he should leave alone all of the mafia. He should leave alone lying. He should leave alone tricking people. He should leave alone looking at that which Allah has made haram. And he should make the day of his fast a day that goes in accordance with what has been legislated by having the good character, by having the takhalluq or the etiquette and the characteristics that are lofty and praiseworthy. تفضل يا شيخنا.
ومن الأعمال الصالحة أن يتعارف المسلمون فيه، وأن يبدي بعضهم لبعض المحبة والإكرام والتقدير، وأن يحب لأخيه المسلم ما يحب لنفسه.
And from the righteous deeds, Ikhwan, that are to be done is that the Muslims should make an attempt to connect themselves to each other, to increase their love for one another, to increase their concern and their generosity to one another, and to increase their considerations towards one another and for one another. The Muslim or the mu'min, he should love for his brother that which he loves for himself. Now.
ومن التعارف الاجتماع على ابتداء الصوم وانتهائه. فمثلا لا يختلف الناس هذا صائم وهذا مفطر، فإذا كان لهم مرجع يرجعون إليه كالمراكز وشبهها فليتبعوا رئيس المركز، ورئيس المركز عليه أن يتقي الله عز وجل وأن يتحرى الصواب. فإذا حكم رئيس المركز بأن شهر رمضان قد دخل فليصوم الناس جميعا، كل المسلمين الذين في هذا البلد. لا يقول بعضهم أنا عصوم على صوم السعودية والثاني على صوم مصر والثالث على صوم المغرب وما أشبه ذلك، لا يكون هكذا، فليتفقون كما أمر به مدير المركز أو رئيس المركز
أن يتبع.
Now the Sheikh went on to say, Ikhwan, in talking about the ta'aluf, in talking about the a'mal saliha in the month of Ramadan, from what we should do in trying to bring ourselves together is that the Muslims should try to organize themselves and unite themselves on this fast. It shouldn't be that some people are beginning the fast on one day and others are not beginning it. Some people are ending the fast on one day and others are not ending it on that day. The people should not be mukhtarifun between themselves. They shouldn't have this ikhtilat. This one is fasting and that one is not fasting. He said, and my advice to you concerning this, how we can come and make this ta'aluf, is that the person who is the leader in a particular center, in one of the marakis, or one of the Islamic centers, that person should be obeyed, and he should be listened to, and he should be followed. And that person who is a leader, what he should do is, he should have the taqwa of Allah concerning himself. He does the best that he can to find out what is the truth, what is correct, as it relates to whether people should be fasting or not fasting. He does the best that he can, and then he makes his decision. After making that decision, all of the people should start to fast. All of them in the same place should be together. And they should not be divided amongst themselves because some of them want to follow the fasting of Saudi Arabia or the fasting of Egypt or the fasting of Morocco. No, you should take the mudir of this markaz, take his statement, and we all have the ittifaq, all the consensus on following what he said. Tafadhal ya Sheikh.
ولنتكلم الآن على مسائل تتعلق بالصيام. مسألة: لو أن رجلا قام في آخر الليل وتسحر يظن أن الفجر لم يطلع، ثم تبين له أنه قد طلع الفجر، فصيامه صحيح لأنه أكل يظن أن الليل باقي. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: كلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر، يعني حتى يتبين بياض النهار من سواد الليل. نعم.
The Sheikh went on to say, brothers, after this I want to go over with you some of the masail that are connected to fasting, some of the issues that are connected to fasting. The first issue is, if there was a man who got up at the end of the night and he took his suhoor and he ate his suhoor and he thought that the time of fajr did not come yet, and then after that he comes to know that he took his suhoor at the time of the fajr, he came to know that he did it the wrong way, what is the ruling concerning his fast? The Sheikh went on to say that his fast is sahih. It is acceptable because he thought that he was in the night time. He thought that the time of fajr hadn't come at that particular point. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he ordered us in the Quran, to eat becomes distinct from the white thread. The meaning of that, until the night time becomes distinct from the daytime. Tafadhal ya Shaykhana, barakallahu feek.
وهذا الرجل الذي أكل يظن أن الفجر لم يطلع لم يتعمد الإثم، وقد قال الله تعالى: وليس عليكم جناح فيما أخطأتم به ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم.
The Sheikh went on to say that this man, he didn't have the intention of making a mistake. That was not his intention. And Allah said, Allah does not hold you accountable or responsible for your mistakes, but he holds you accountable for what your heart intended to do. Tafadhal ya Sheikh.
مسألة أخرى: لو أن الصائم أكل أو شرب ناسيا أنه صائم ثم ذكر أنه صائم فلا شيء عليه وصومه صحيح.
The next issue is the issue of a man who is fasting, and while he's fasting he ate something or he drank something out of forgetfulness. After eating something and after drinking something, he remembers that he is fasting. What's the ruling concerning that? The Sheikh went on to say, there is nothing upon him. There is no mistake made. There is nothing wrong with this. His fasting is sahih. His fasting is correct. Tafadda ya Sheikh.
لقول الله تعالى ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. قال الله تعالى قد فعلت, يعني أنه لا يؤاخذنا إذا نسينا أو أخطأنا.
He said the proof of this, the proof of the fact that that man who ate or drunk something out of forgetfulness, the proof that there's nothing wrong with that and that his fasting is sahih, is the statement in the Quran in which Allah tells about the and the Prophet of Allah said in the authentic hadith, whoever is fasting and he forgets, so he eats or he drinks, then let him continue his fast. For verily Allah has given him to eat and Allah has given him that drink. Now,
ولكن متى ذكر وجب عليه أن يمسك.
The Sheikh said, but what has to happen? It is after he comes to know of his mistake and his forgetfulness, he has to stop eating and he has to stop drinking at that time. تفضل يا شيخ.
نعم. مسألة أخرى. الأفضل أن يفطر الإنسان على رطب أي تمر لين, أي لم يجد فعلى تمر أي تمر قاس يابس, فإن لم يجد فعلى ماء فإنه طهور. هكذا المشروع عند الإفطار.
The next issue that we want to discuss is that it is better that the person who wants to break his fast after fasting, that he breaks his fast with what is known as the rutub. And this is the date which is very soft, or it's the date that is lame. If he can't find this particular type of date, then he should just eat from the date that is called the tamar. And this tamar is the date which is dry. And if he doesn't find that, then he should drink some water, because water is pure and it's a purification and a purifier. This is what has been legislated. Tafadda ya Sheikh.
أما قيام الليل هو الذي يسمى التراويح الذي ينبغي أن يجتمع الإخوة على إمام واحد يصلي بهم إما 11 ركعة يسلم من كل ركعتين, وإما 13 ركعة يسلم من كل ركعتين ويوتر بواحدة. هذا هو الأفضل, وإن زاد على ذلك فلا بأس, وإن نقص على ذلك فلا بأس, لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم لم يحدد قيام الليل بعدد معين, لكنه كان لا يزيد على 11 أو 13 ركعة.
After this, the Sheikh went on to say the next issue is the issue of the Qiyam al-Layl, or standing for the night prayer, which is called the prayer of At-Tarawih. The Sheikh went on to say that the people, it is imperative and it is yambaghi, it is befitting that they all pray behind one imam together. And what they should pray is 11 rakat, and after each 2 rakat they should salam out. Or they can pray 13 rak'ahs. After each 2 rak'ahs, they make salam, and then they make the witr 1 rak'ah. He said that is what is best. That is the best thing, to pray 11 or 13, all of the people behind one imam. He said, but if the person chose to pray more than 11 or 13, or the person chose to pray less than 11 or 13, then there is no problem, there is nothing wrong with that. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam did not keep a particular number that he used to pray with consistently all the time. So, it is nothing wrong with going over that, but 11 or 13 is the best. Tafadhi ya Sheikh.
والأفضل إذا صلى الإنسان مع الإمام أن لا ينصرف حتى ينصرف إمامه، لأن من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب الله له قيام ليلة كاملة.
And also إخوان, what is best for the person who's looking for the reward is that if he starts to pray behind this Imam, he should not leave the Salah. He should not leave the ranks of that Imam until the Imam himself finishes all of that prayer. Because whoever does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write it down in his book of good deeds that he prayed the total night and he prayed the whole night. He stood up in the whole night if he stays with the same Imam. Tafadhal ya Sheikh.
وليحرص الإمام على أن يصلي صلاة يطمئن فيها ولا يسرع، لأنه إذا أسرع فوت على المؤمنين فضيلة الذكر والدعاء.
نعم. The Sheikh went on to say, إخوان, and the person who is the Imam and he's praying with the people the prayer of a Taraweeh, he should make it his business and he should make it a point to pray with the people with ease and calmness and tranquility, and not to speed and be in haste and in a rush to pray and to finish the prayer. Because if he was to be in a haste, if he was to be in a rush and he was to try to pray quickly, he would be the result of the virtues of the zikr and the virtues of the supplication passing the people by, the people not receiving the virtues of the zikr and the virtues of the dua. Now, Sheikh.
وأيضا ولنقتصر على هذا القدر ونسأل الله تعالى أن ينفع به. وإذا كان لدى الإخوان أسئلة في خلال 20 دقيقة.
The Sheikh after this, brothers and sisters, he said, we will stop here and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and to benefit that which has been said. And if the brothers or the sisters have any questions, he'll answer those questions within a 20 minute time limit.
نعم.
يأتيك الآن يا شيخ السؤال، بس نرتبها، نرتب الأسئلة.
طيب الصوت ضعيف شوية،
إن شاء الله نقربه إليك. يسأل السائل يا شيخ بارك الله فيك،
نعم،
أنه يوجد في هذه المنطقة بعض الناس لا يحسنون الفهم للإسلام الصحيح مثل البرويين، فيسأل السائل هل يجوز له بناء على ما قلت أن يصلي معهم ويفطر معهم وأن يقوم ما خلف إمامهم؟ هل هذا يجوز؟
نعم، إذا كان لمخالطته إياهم مصلحة وتأليف على الإسلام وأنهم سينتفعون به وبتوجيهاته فليفعل. وأما إذا كانوا معاندين لن ينفعوا له ولن يأبهوا به فليدعهم. نعم.
The Sheikh, the question was, in this area, an area similar to it, there are people who have certain understandings that are foreign to Al-Islam, they're not the correct, authentic understandings like the Brewery. Is it permissible for a person, based upon what the Sheikh said previously, that we should be united and together, is it permissible for one of us to break our fast with those people, to start our fast with those people, and based upon their statements, and can we pray behind their iman? The Sheikh went on to say, if there's some maslaha, or there's some benefit and some good that's going to come out of him being with those people, he's going to be the reason that their hearts are going to come to Al-Islam and come to the truth, and that he's going to benefit them with some knowledge or some information, and he's going to cause them to leave alone that which is incorrect, then his advice to that person is to go ahead and to mix with those people and do his job with giving them the necessary guidance and the necessary speech. As for the one who mixes with them and they do not pay any attention to them, they do not pay any attention to him or his effort, and they do not consider him or his place, then his advice is that he orders that person to give them also no attention and not to mix with them.
السائل يقول أنا شاب من الجزائر. هاجرت من الجزائر منذ عام بنية الرجوع إلى الجزائر بعد نهاية الحرب والمشاكل هناك. فهل يجوز لي منذ عام أنا أصلي صلاة القصر في هذا البلد، فهل يجوز لي؟
الصوت خفي لا أدري ما تقول.
يقول
ارفع الصوت.
يقول السائل
نعم
إنه شاب من الجزائر يصلي منذ سنة، جاء إلى البلد هذا قبل سنة، فمنذ سنة يصلي صلاة القصر لأنه ينوي الرجوع إلى بلده، فهل يجوز له هذه صلاة القصر لمدة سنة؟
نعم. إذا أقام الإنسان في بلد بغير نية الإقامة الدائمة وبغير نية الاستيطان فإنه مسافر يقصر ولو بقي سنوات. فهذا الجزائري له أن يقصر لأنه مسافر في الواقع، وهو يقول متى انحلت الأزمة رجعت إلى بلدي، فله أن يقصر وله أن يجمع إذا احتاج إلى الجمع، أيضا يجمع بين الظهر والعصر وبين المغرب والعشاء حتى يرجع إلى بلده، ونسأل الله تعالى أن يرجعه إلى بلده وقد أطفأ الله الفتنة وأزال الغمة وأنار الظلمة. نعم.
The question was that the person said, I am a person from Algeria and I came to this country, England, and I've been here for the last year. And since I've been here, I've been praying my prayers and I've been shortening my prayers. I have the intention, once the problem desists, once there are no more problems there in my country, I have the niya and the intention of returning back to my country. Is it permissible for me to continue to shorten my prayers? Is this a correct thing? The Sheikh, he went out to say, Jazahullahu khaira, that as long as a person is in his city and he has the niyyah of not remaining in that city, as long as he does not have the intention of remaining in that place, he is in the condition of a musafir. He is a traveler. As long as he does not have the intention of remaining to that in that place. So therefore, this particular person from Algeria, it is permissible for him to continue to shorten his prayers as long as, for years if he chooses, as long as those problems continue to exist, because he himself said, I'm going to go back to my city once those problems start. The Sheikh went on to say, not only is it permissible for him to shorten his prayers, but it's also permissible for him to combine the Dhuhr and the Asr, and to combine the Maghrib and the Isha, until he returns back to his place of residence where he has the intention of actually living there. And the Sheikh went on to make a dua for this brother and those people, and he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the situation there and to return that brother back to his country and to his family in a way that is positive and a way that is beneficial.
فضيلتك، إذا كانت امرأة لم تصم في رمضان لسبب شرعي، لعذر شرعي، فهل لها أن تقضي صومها في شعبان أو مباشرة بعد رمضان؟
يجوز للإنسان إذا أفطر رمضان لعذر شرعي كالمرض والحيض والسفر أن يقضي رمضان من حين أن يفطر، يعني أن يقضي ما عليه من رمضان من حين أن يفطر رمضان، ويجوز أن يؤخره إلى أن يبقى من شعبان مقدار ما عليه من الصيام. فمثلا لو كان عليه صيام 5 أيام فله أن يصومها من اليوم الثاني من شوال، وله أن يؤخرها إلى اليوم 24 من شهر شعبان، ويصوم 25 26 27 28 29. لكن الأفضل أن يبادر بذلك، لأن الإنسان لا يدري ما يعرض له، فقد يمرض وقد يهلك ويموت وهو لم يقضي. نعم.
The question was if a woman has a legitimate reason that would prevent her from fasting for some days in the month of Ramadan, is it permissible for her to make up those days in the month after Ramadan? The Sheikh went on to say that it is permissible for the person who has a legitimate Islamic reason. He doesn't fast for some legitimate reason, like he is sick in Ramadan, or that person, that woman for an example, she is on her monthly cycle, or that person is traveling through the earth. It is permissible for those people and people similar to them to leave off that fast in the month of Ramadan, and then they make up those days after Ramadan, and they can make up those days even in the month of Sha'ban based upon the amount of days that they have left to fast. For an example, if a person has not fasted for 5 days, that person missed fasting in the month of Ramadan and he missed 5 days, it's permissible for that person to fast the second day of Shawwal. He begins and he can fast the second day of Shawwal, or he can prolong and delay his fast until the month of Sha'ban, to the 24th of the month of Sha'ban. So he can fast the 25th or the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, or the 29th of the Sha'ban, that's before the next Ramadan. He said, but the best thing and the most appropriate thing that should be done is that he should hurry up, or she should hurry up, and they should be in haste to make up the days that they missed, and not to prolong them or to delay them, because the human being, he doesn't know what's going to happen to him, and he doesn't know what the future holds for him. He can become sick, or he can eventually die without making up those days. لعلنا نكتفي بهذا القدر يا شيخ من الأسئلة. وإن أردت أن تختم حديثك بكلام موجز فيهبذا.
طيب، ما في أسئلة الآن؟
هناك أسئلة ولكن علينا نترجمها. الكاتب أمامي يكتب. نعم تفضل يا شيخ، يأتيك السؤال.
هل يجوز للمصلي أن يصلي مثلا 4 ركعات تراويح وراء الإمام، ثم يختم بقية الركعات في ثلث الليل الأخير، لأن أكثر المساجد لا يصلون في سنة الليل الأخير أصابكم الله.
الأفضل للإنسان أن يصلي مع الإمام ويبقى مع الإمام حتى ينصرف، لأجل أن يكتب له قيام ليلة وهو نائم على فراشه. وليعلم أن التراويح على ركعتين 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 ويسلم ركعتين ويسلم ركعتين ويسلم ركعتين ويسلم ركعتين ويسلم ركعتين ويسلم ثم ركعة.
The question was, is it permissible for a person to pray behind the imam? He prays four raka'at behind the imam. After praying four raka'at, he gets out of the ranks and he goes home and he wants to pray the remainder prayers that are upon him until he reaches 11 or 13, as the Sheikh mentioned before. And he wants to pray in the last third of the night, because most of the people, the questioner said, they do not take care to pray at the last third of the night. Is this permissible for him? What is the opinion of the Sheikh? The Sheikh, Jazahullahu Ahsan al-Jaza, went on to say that the best thing that he should do is remain with the Imam and continue to pray with the Imam until the Imam himself finishes. Because if he was to do that, then it would be written for him that he stood up for prayer the whole night, with the third, the last third of the night included, and he may be on his bed fast asleep. So the Taraweeh prayer is two rakat, and then you make salam, two rakat, and then you make salam, two rakat, and you make salam, two, and then you make salam, two, and then you make salam, two, and then you make salam, and then you pray one rakat. And this is what he was saying. The next question.
السؤال يقول: هل الحجامة من المفطرات؟ المفطرات؟
نعم. ما السؤال؟
السائل يقول: هل الحجامة من المفطرات؟
من المفطرات. الحجامة من المفطرات على القول الراجح من أقوال العلماء، فمن حجم أو احتجم فقد أفطر، ولهذا لا يجوز لمن كان صائم رمضان أو غيره من الواجبات كالكفارة والفدية أن يحتجم وهو صائم، لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم: أفطر الحاجم والمحجوم. نعم.
The question that asks is bloodletting from the things that will cause your fast to be rendered null and void, or cupping, where the person has a cup in which he takes the blood out of the body, the blood that is no good. Is that from the thing, if the person was to do that, would that cause his fasting to be rendered null and void? The Sheikh said, yes, it will cause his fasting to be rendered null and void. And this is the correct statement, or the qawl al-rajih, between the scholars. It is an issue of differences of opinion, and he feels that the strongest and the best opinion and the correct opinion is the opinion of those who say that that process will render your fasting null and void, to do it or to have it done to you. The one who is actually doing the cupping and the one who has the cupping done to him. So it is not permissible for the person who is fasting the obligatory fast of Ramadan, or he is fasting the fasting from a fidya in which he is given a fast in which he pays back, or the fasting of the kafara, he is making a fast where he's trying to the expiation, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who does the cupping and the one who has the cupping done to him, they have made the iftar, they have broken their fast.
يسأل السائلة: هل صلاة التراويح لأخت خير لها في الجماعة أو في البيت مع أنها لا تحفظ كثيرا من القرآن؟
نعم. الأفضل للمرأة أن تصلي في بيتها، ولا حرج عليها أن تأخذ المصحف وتقرأ به وهي في القيام، لأنه قد روي عن أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها تفعل ذلك.
The sheikh was asked by one of the sisters who said, is it permissible for her or the woman? What is better for her, to pray the prayer or the Salatul Taraweeh? Should she pray in the Jama'at with the people, or should she pray it in her house alone, keeping in mind that she hasn't memorized a lot of the Quran? What should she do? The Shaykh Sallamahullah min kulli su went on to say that the best thing for her or for any woman is to pray in their home. She should pray in her house. And it is no problem if she was to take the Quran and she was to hold the mushaf while she was praying. There's no problem for her to make her salah while holding the mushaf or the Quran, because it has been narrated and our mother, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she used to do such a thing. She used to hold the Quran up and read it while she was praying the prayer at night. هذا ماذا ما لدينا من الأسئلة يا شيخ؟
نعم.
هذا الذي عندنا من الأسئلة.
وبه تم اللقاء.
نعم يا شيخ.
وبه تم اللقاء. وإن شاء الله تعالى إلى لقاء آخر.
بارك الله فيك وأحسن الله إليكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك، اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا.
آمين.
وجزاكم الله خيرا. على إتاحة هذه الفرصة، ونحن بإذن الله مستعدون لأمثالها.
جزاك
الله
الله
والجميع لما يحب ويرضى.
آمين.
ترجم هذه.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.